Hello, I'm Ben Gerard. I'm an actor performing in the one-man comedy Buyer and Seller, which has come from New York, and I'm doing it at Ensemble Theatre Company at the moment.
It's a one-man show, and it's a very difficult one when it comes to my one-man show, but I think you are doing a fabulous job. You keep on engaging the audiences, and they love you. I mean, your facial expressions and the text also, the dialogue is it's a monologue, I should say. In a sense, it's a dialogue. Is incredible. Tell us, what is it all about? We're talking about buyer and seller. Seller, C-E-L-L-A-R. Not somebody's selling thing. It's a seller. Basement.
So, yes, a play on words in the sense. It's set in Barbara Streisand's basement. And the true part of the story is that Barbara designed her basement so that it looks like a little shopping mall. And a playwright decided to entertain the hypothetical that someone might work down there and developed this play around that premise. And that leads us to Alex Moore, an unemployed actor in LA, who takes that job and becomes very successful at it and hits it off with Barbara. And the show follows their very unlikely and hilarious relationship down in her basement.
It is hilarious. Can you please tell us about how can you develop relationship like when you do a monologue yourself? This is the very interesting part of the play.
Yes. So the script is such that on paper it looks like two people are talking to each other, but of course, there's only one actor, so it's up to me to convey somehow two people talking to each other for an hour and a half, which is very fun. It's very difficult, but once you practice a lot, it becomes very fun playing Alex and Barbara bartering with one another down in the basement.
And it's very interesting. I mean, you reveal actually some sides of the character of Barbara Streisand, the person. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, well, she was fascinating to research because I didn't know very much about her. And then I got cast in this play and immersed myself, especially in her film career. I felt that film was going to be the best for me because that's where I got to know her facial expressions and get a better sense of her voice and the way she moves and thinks and feels. She's a very hard worker. I take my hat off to her. She's eccentric and insecure, which is incredible to look at when you consider how powerful she is and how successful and talented she is, that underneath all of that, there's still a woman who has a lot of fears, which the play explores.
And I thought it was so funny because you come out with all these Yiddish words that are familiar to our listeners, like chutzpah, mensch, schmattes. I mean, we all know what's a schmattes and what's a schmendrick.
And
Michigas, of course. What else did you discover about Barbara?
Incredible legacy of romances she had, and also how ferociously intelligent she is and self-made she is, how young she was when she achieved so much power and success. I mean, she was 19 and she was world famous, and that she wasn't really wanting to be a singer to begin with. She wanted to be an actress. Then one of her very first boyfriends heard her sing and then pushed her to pursue that in nightclubs, which is what skyrocketed her onto Broadway. And then from Broadway onto Funny Girl, her first movie, which she won Best Actress at the Academy Awards for. I mean, it was quite a meteoric rise.
Yes.
Once she was on that train.
So we're talking to Ben Gerard. He's the main actor, the only actor, in the Ensemble Theatre play called Buyer and Seller. Can you give us a taste of this play by reciting something that you think is wonderful?
I'll do a little bit of her. So it's not an impersonation, it's an interpretation that the character, the actor, plays in the play. So I'll just give you a little taste of one of Barbara's little monologues. When I was a little girl living in Brooklyn, I didn't have any dolls to play with. We were too poor, and not just financially, you know what I mean? I had to sleep in the same bed with my mother. But there was no warmth there. It was the coldest place I'd ever been, colder than Aspen. Now, remember, I was a smart, precocious little girl, always asking questions, always wanting to know why. But what could I play with? I had nothing. So I used a hot water bottle. I loved that hot water bottle and carried it around with me everywhere. Finally, my friend Irving's mother, Mrs. Borokoff, she let me call her by a first name, Toby. She sewed a little hat and sweater that I could put on my hot water bottle to make it look like a real doll, at least to me. God, I loved that doll more than anything. It was so easy to make it pee. There you go.
Ben Gerard from Bayer and Cellar. You just had a little taste, and you can go to the Ensemble Theatre if you would like to see Ben Gerard in Bayer and Cellar and discover more about Barbra Streisand. So, Ben Gerard, you are on the stage for more than an hour and a half. How do you remember your text? How do you remember your lines?
The short answer is that there is no secret. It takes a long time to prepare. I started learning my lines 5 months before we started rehearsal so that I could arrive to the rehearsal room completely off book, that is, not holding onto my script. The more pretentious answer is that it really is about remembering the sense of what you're saying. If you're really clear in your mind about why you're saying what you're saying to the other character, for some reason that really helps me remember my lines. But that's a very abstract thing to take on. But, yeah, that's what I do.
I always admire actors that they remember the lines. But when you have a dialogue, it's much easier because it's trigger, your answer.
Exactly.
But when it's a monologue, I was admiring you that you remembered all your lines so fluent and so quick. And you never stumbled over anything. I thought it was quite incredible. You've got an amazing memory.
You've said there, though, the dialogue, the aspect of dialogue. So in the play, there is still a dialogue. I'm playing two different characters talking to one another. And so I am, when I'm talking as Barbara, I'm still in the back of my head, Alex, listening to Barbara. So she does trigger my memory for what to say as Alex. And then Alex triggers my memory as to what to answer as Barbara. So it is similar.
But I must say, I mean, your body language is incredible. Your movement, your acting. It's not just talking. You don't just stand and talk. You are acting. Actually, people respond to your acting and your text. And that's what there's fantastic combination.
Thank you so much.
Ben Gerard, thank you so much and good luck.